Well, hello there, gossip fans. This is Motormouth Mel with this week's Tabloid Times. Sarah Palin's ugly divorce and Monster Megan exposed. These stories and more this week on the Tabloid Times. And now you're the first to know Todd Palin hid dark, disturbing secrets from wife Sarah Palin before he blindsided her with divorce papers, sources said, citing incompatibility of temperament. The commercial fisherman filed to end their 31-year marriage to Anchorage Superior Court on September 6th, according to documents obtained by the National Enquirer. Sources charged resentful Todd, 55, had wanted to be out of the marriage ever since the self-proclaimed pitbull in lipstick, also 55, began campaigning for VP with presidential hopeful John McCain in the 2008 election. Wow, he's wanted a divorce for 12 years. Sheesh. Well, that campaign made him feel like all she cared about was money and power. And sources said Todd's anger boiled over in 2014 when a boozy brawl erupted during his 50th birthday bash. The fight broke out when the Palin son, Track, 30, tussled with an ex-boyfriend of his sister, Willow, 25. But the conflict escalated when Todd butted heads with the other boy's father, and sources said the clash left Sarah seething, and not for the first time. As the Enquirer reported in 2011, Todd was caught in a sex scandal with massage therapist Shaylee Tripp, who was busted for running a house of prostitution. Tripp later pleaded no contest in court, and though Anchorage cops said they found no evidence of an affair with Todd, she later claimed that the Palins used their power to cover it up. He hid his extracurricular exploits from Sarah for a long time, the insider snitched. When Sarah started seeking the spotlight, it was over for him. He just never told her. You know, it sounds like jealousy to me. She was getting a little bit money and power, and he wasn't. Wow. Okay. And let's see. Oh, I'm looking at a picture of Shaylee Tripp, the massage therapist. I don't know. What you thinking there, mister? He was thinking he wanted to have an affair. All right, and here's time for a straight shooter, naughty but nice, that time you've all been waiting for. Naughty but nice, with Rob Shooter. Let's see what Rob has to tell us this week. All right, Andy and Anderson, the golden guys. Eligible gay bachelors Andy Cohen and best pal Anderson Cooper can't find true love, so they've come up with an old-fashioned relationship plot. Neither guy is having much luck meeting anyone for more than a hookup, snitches told the straight shooter. Now both have vowed that once they turn 35, they'll move to Florida together and live like a gay version of the Golden Girls. I wonder which one's which. Anderson might be like Rue McClanahan, maybe. No, I think the other guy. I think Andy is Rue McClanahan. And maybe Anderson is B. Arthur? I'm not sure. Anyway, Heath was real Joker, say kin. Heath Ledger's legacy as the Joker lives on. And family and friends feared Joaquin Phoenix's Joker will undermine Heath's Oscar-winning performance. As far as Heath's loved ones are concerned, he played the definitive version of the Joker. They don't see any reason to revisit the part. It's not unusual for actors to get territorial about their characters, but Heath isn't around to play any more roles. Joaquin doing this doesn't feel right. Now, I'm looking at both of them, and I don't want to see either of these movies because they both look really crazy and evil. So, nope, Motormouth Mel is not going to see that movie. But you can. Totally you can. Okay. Now, Lilo gets airplay in Dubai. Lindsay Lohan's music career has gone belly up. Every major artist debuts new songs on a top USA station, but Lindsay released a snippet of her new single, Xanax, on Virgin Radio Dubai, sources told Straight Shooter. The song doesn't seem to have even been pitched to the big stations in America. It's impossible to have a hit song in the USA without major radio airplay. After this botched rollout, her music career is maybe dead on arrival. We'll have to wait and see on that one. All right, Chloe's face goes kablooey. Oh no, not another botched plastic surgeon. Khloe Kardashian's unrecognizable mug has left family and friends begging the reality star to end her plastic surgery binges. They want her to stop before she completely ruins her appearance, dished one Kardashian family insider. The scorned socialite, 35, has spent nearly $1 million on renovating her look since splitting with her love rat, baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, in February. She wants to show Tristan what he's missing, an insider said of Chloe, who didn't respond to the National Enquirer's request for comment. Of course she didn't. Well, anyway, the results have backfired horribly, according to experts. Her face looks completely different, which is never the goal, said Michigan's Dr. Anthony Yown. Her lips are absurdly large, and she definitely needs to lay off the fillers, said Chicago-based surgeon Dr. Otto Plasek. But body image expert Susan Constantine thinks Chloe's issues run more than skin deep. Well, you think? Even I know that, and I'm Motormouth Mel, reader of tabloids. Okay, well, a person who has had that many procedures should seek psychological help, she warned. My heart aches for her. Yep, that's true. It does. And you know what? She was so much prettier before. I'm looking at a picture of her back then. She's dark-haired, got lots of eyeliner on, real pretty. Kind of looks like she, you know, the 1960s hairdo. It's kind of cool. And now she has huge fish lips and these giant, obviously fake boobs. And she just looks weird. She's got sunglasses on, so I can't see her eyeballs. But wow, she does have fish lips. They were right about that one. All right, and speaking of the Kardashians, Caitlyn cringes over her own plastic kisser. Now, Caitlyn Jenner is said to be panicking because her plastic surgery binges have backfired and worn her features to the bone. She's always looking in the mirror and collapsing in fear over the damage, a source spilled. She sees scars, stretch marks, and weird sagging all over her face. Overall, it is a horrible outcome, declared Dr. Yoel Zhahar of New York, who has not treated the former athlete. Now, as the National Enquirer reported in February, 69-year-old Kate had planned a massive overhaul in tip nips and more in preparation for a wedding to Sophia Hutchins. A rep for Caitlyn denied our story. Now she looks terrible and no amount of makeup can hide it, the insider snitched. I'm looking at a picture of her and she doesn't look that bad. I mean, she's 69, you know, anyway. Okay, true crime. You ready for some true crime? Here we go. She tried to smuggle a baby in her baggage. What? An American woman has been accused of trying to smuggle a baby out of the Philippines. Jennifer Talbot, 42, allegedly agreed to adopt the infant from a teenage mom she'd met online and was caught at the Manila airport with a six-day-old boy in her carry-on bag. What the? There was really intention to conceal and sneak out the baby, said, you think? Talbot has been charged with human trafficking and child abuse and faces life in a Philippine prison if she's found guilty. Oh, boy. She passed through immigration and security and was waiting to board her flight to the U.S. when the baby was found inside an oversized belt bag around her waist. Oh, no. She was unable to present valid travel documents for the baby and had no plane ticket for him. Talbot allegedly told officials she was the boy's aunt, but failed to provide documents to substantiate the claim. Police said the baby's biological mother, 19-year-old Maricris Dulap, first contacted Talbot, who lives in Sandy, Utah, online, and then negotiated the baby's adoption. Talbot flew from the U.S. to meet Dulap, at her home in Davao City in August and stayed with her until she gave birth. Investigators said that both the baby's biological parents, who have since fled, will also be charged with child abuse. Talbot had already flown from Davao to Manila without being stopped by security before trying to board her flight to the U.S. Authorities are investigating whether any money exchanged hands between the two women. The baby, who was in good health, was turned over to social welfare. Oh, boy. Good luck, lady, getting out of that Philippine prison. All right, couple in boys torture case could face death. Oh, good. Los Angeles prosecutors are bringing the death penalty out of mothballs in a shocking case against a couple charged with torturing a 10-year-old to death. Oh, these people are crazy. The autopsy of Anthony Avalos showed he died in June of a traumatic brain injury and was covered head to toe in bruises, abrasions, and scabs. The boy's mom, Heather Barron, 29, and her boyfriend, Kareem Leva, 33, have pleaded not guilty to capital murder charges involving Anthony and other charges that they abused his two siblings. California has not seen an execution since 2006, but prosecutors are demanding the death penalty for the sicko couple that allegedly beat, burned, and starved Anthony for at least 5 days before he died. Oh, they should at least go to jail for the rest of their lives. That's for sure. Oh, boy. Said by Motormouth Mill. Yes, I do declare. All right. And swiped ring swapped for a pricier one. New Jersey cops are accusing a Nutley woman of a double diamond heist. Oh, I love that word. Heist. Reminds me of the 1940s. Not that I was there, of course. Anywho, Isabella Colano, 49, allegedly swiped a $2,000 ring from a Costco store in Wayne before traveling to another location of the chain in Clifton. There, authorities said she asked to see a $28,000 sparkler. After admiring it for a few moments, Detective Lieutenant Robert Bracken said she handed back the cheaper ring before walking out with a pricier bauble. Well, workers soon suspected there'd been a switcheroo and called the police. Investigators found Colano at her home, but the ring was nowhere in sight. They claimed she fessed up to its hiding spot, and it was recovered in a nearby town under a fence on a dead-end street near the Passaic River. Wow, how'd they ever find that? Well, she was charged with theft and released pending a future court appearance. I guess because she turned the ring back in? Maybe? I don't know. All right, Tom Cruise cover-up. Oh, no, not Tom Cruise again. Well, creepy Tom Cruise has covered the windows in his multi-million dollar penthouse apartment near the Church of Scientology's Clearwater, Florida headquarters to keep prying eyes from peeping into his secret lair. These shocking photos show that the 57-year-old privacy freak has gone the extra mile to keep his pricey new digs under wraps. Tom has all the windows facing the street covered, said local resident Clay Irwin. There's been a lot of movement in his condo. Tom has been staying with his sister, who also lives in the building, while his master bedroom gets redone. Though contractors are busy putting the finishing touches on the Mission Impossible star's luxury fortress, Clay said almost everything is complete. The Top Gun hunk's hideaway already boasts a privacy fence, around-the-clock security, and a 9-car garage. Yikes! It also has an elevator and a private walkway to the Tower of Tom, dished Clay. And in July, sources said, giant cranes delivered heavy kitchen appliances, including double Sub-Zeros and stainless steel hoods and vents. The Scientology poster boy's palatial property is just 400 yards away from the controversial church's flag building, which is only open to at least... The Scientology poster boy's palatial property is just 400 yards away from the controversial church's flag building, which is only open to elite members. Okay, and I'm looking at the... You know what? He's a movie star, so even if he wasn't a Scientologist, he'd probably want to keep his windows covered, don't you think? Anyway, I'm going to give you a pass on this one, Tom. Okay, EMT dad's horror at Kylie Rae Harris death crash. His kid was killed, too. In a heart-searing tragedy, the teenager killed in a crash caused by a country singer was treated at the scene by her EMT father. Aww. Officials in New Mexico said Maria Elena Cruz, 16, was driving home from work near Taos when 30-year-old Kylie Rae Harris, who had a previous DWI conviction, smashed into her Jeep. Both died at the scene. Maria's father, Pedro Cruz, a volunteer deputy fire chief, responded to the deadly September 4th accident, unaware that his daughter was one of the victims. Kylie, a single mother, had reportedly been ordered to install an ignition interlock device on her vehicle. I guess she didn't do it. Oh, that's too sad. All right. And boy fought off a cougar chomping on his head. What? Here's another cool real-life story. A tough Colorado kid fought off a mountain lion using a stick. The beast attacked Pike Carlson in his backyard, sinking its teeth into his head. I was just punching, said 8-year-old Pike of Bailey. I did find a stick, and I tried to get it in the eye. Now, Pike's brother alerted their dad, Ron, who rushed over as the lion dragged the boy under a tree. When Ron neared them, the lion ran off. I could see the whole side of his face was open, recalled Ron. The boy was rushed to a local hospital. He needed 2 surgeries and dozens of stitches. And I'm looking at a picture of him now, and he looks fine. I mean, his little eye is closed, but the other eye is fine, and he's, oh my gosh, what a brave little kid. I love stories like that. All right, and here's another nice one. A double amputee is Fashion Week runway first. Aw, New York Fashion Week took beauty to another level when 9-year-old Daisy Mae Dimitri took to the runway, the first ever double amputee to walk in a prestigious show in the fashion capital of the United States. Daisy Mae wowed the crowd in luxury fashion for kids. I feel proud of myself, she said of her groundbreaking trek. Daisy Mae was diagnosed with fibular hemimelia, which affected her calf bones. She was 18 months old when she had both legs amputated. She said she was inspired to walk the runway when she learned of a modeling agency for the disabled. She takes on life with a smile on her face, said her dad, Alex. That's very cool. All right, UCLA, scientists find a fountain of youth. This is an Acquirer exclusive. Scientists may have finally tapped into the fountain of youth. Listen close, Motormouth Mel and listeners. In a startling medical breakthrough, researchers at UCLA have discovered a 3-drug cocktail not only slowed down the aging process, but also reversed it. What? Researchers supplied 9 male study volunteers between the ages of 51 and 65 with the drug containing a human growth hormone and 2 diabetes medications and saw their biological clocks turn back in the process. White blood cells are generated in bone marrow, but the thymus gland converts them into T cells that battle cancer and infections, according to the lead researcher. The thymus degrades with age and produces fewer life-saving hormones to promote T cell development. But incredibly, the drug produced new healthy thymus tissue in the subjects, who appeared to shed 2.5 biological years by the end of the treatment. Horvath could hardly believe the Dorian Gray-like results to his study and called the finding futuristic. He revealed, I'd expected to see slowing down of the clock, but not a reversal. This is the first successful case study of a bright future in fighting human aging. With more research planned, scientists hope they will be able to perfect the formula for the elixir of youth. I am optimistic, he said. Harvard Medical School professor Dr. David Sinclair, author of the book Lifespan, Why We Age and Why We Don't Have To, agreed. Horvath's intriguing work shows potential, but he added, pardon the pun, only time will tell. All right, and survivor wife, killer, freed from Mexican prison. The survivor producer, jailed in Mexico for killing his wife, is back home in California. Bruce Beresford Redman was freed 2 months ago after serving 7.5 years of a 12-year sentence for the 2010 murder of wife Monica Burgos Beresford Redmond. If you don't think that wasn't hard to say, you're wrong. Her body was found in the sewer of a Cancun resort where the couple had vacationed. He was extradited to Mexico in 2012 and convicted of murder in 2015. Wow, and he's done with his sentence already? Wow. Oh boy. And Jersey Joe fights to escape customs custody. Real Housewives of New Jersey star Joe Giudice is fighting an immigration court's ruling deporting him to his native Italy. The reality TV star, who is 47, has been in immigration and customs enforcement custody since being released from prison in March after serving 41 months for mail, wire, and bankruptcy fraud. During a bond hearing on September 11th, Joe's lawyer requested that he be released from ICE custody so he can wait out his deportation appeal with his family. That seems, you know, fair. Okay. So, let's see. Tax cheat. The situation sprung after 8 months. Jersey Shore star Mike Sorrentino is a free man. Sorrentino, a.k.a. The Situation, was released from a federal prison in Otisville, New York, on September 12th after serving 8 months on a tax evasion conviction. The reality TV stud, 37, and his brother Mark were charged in 2014 with multiple tax offenses related to nearly $9 million in income. Mark was sentenced to 2 years after they pleaded guilty to the charges in January of 2018. Okay, here's an Inquirer exclusive. Hard times for Swayze's shoplifting sister. Late movie legend Patrick Swayze's adopted sister is a serial criminal and alcoholic who got booted from a sober living house. Those are the shocking claims of Bambi Swayze's ex-husband, Don Franzen, in court documents from 2017, exclusively obtained by the National Enquirer, detailing her multiple shoplifting arrests and rehab stays that he says left him in financial ruin at the time. The couple married for 29 years. Oh, that's sad. They split in 2016. Don charged in court papers that Korean-born Bambi, 53, has a long history of abuse of alcohol and mental instability, including a string of shoplifting busts and DUI arrests in 2017. Don claimed she came to him after she was kicked out of a sober living house and said she would be living in her boyfriend's car. Although her ex claimed he was sinking in over $80,000 in debt, the judge ordered him to pay Bambi $2,500 a month. Bambi could not be reached for comment. I'll bet he couldn't. All right, and here is a picture. Oh my gosh, they have included a picture, like a family picture of the Swayze family. And okay, so it looks like Patrick Swayze's got three siblings, or maybe two siblings who both have wives. I'm not really sure exactly how it is, but it's funny because nobody in this shirt has their shirt off except for Patrick Swayze. Oh, you go. We miss you, Patrick. All right. And friend's shocking claim, Spacey tried to bed my underage son. Oh, no, not another one, Kevin. Fashion photographer told actor to lay off his 15-year-old. Pervy creep Kevin Spacey has been accused of hitting on yet another teenager, the son of a top fashion photographer. The National Enquirer has learned Shutterbug Peter Lindbergh claimed Spacey, now being investigated for alleged sexual misconduct in Los Angeles in the UK, tried to seduce his then 15-year-old son, Benjamin. In an interview shortly before Peter's death in September, unearthed exclusively by the Enquirer, he said, "I know Kevin Spacey pretty well, and he was after one of my sons, who was 15. At one point, I said, 'Kevin, F off. This is Benjamin, my son.' He was drunk. Spacey liked him. We were in Geneva or something. I said, 'Come on, Benjamin, let's go.'" Now, Spacey, 60, has been accused of inappropriate behavior or unwanted groping by a London bartender, an American filmmaker, actor Richard Dreyfuss's son, and 16 former male staff members at a London theater where he was the artistic director. The former House of Cards star has denied all the accusations, and he did not respond to a request for comment. Okay, I can see, like, denying 1, 2, 3, maybe even 4 accusations, but this is a lot. Okay, in July, charges of indecent assault and battery of an 18-year-old male at a Massachusetts bar were dropped. Spacey had pleaded not guilty. Peter Lindbergh, famous for helping launch the supermodel era with his photos, also said he was surprised by the number of young men Spacey attracted. Recalling the pair's stay in a Milan hotel, he said, "We came back from somewhere. It was like 5 in the morning, and there were like 10 guys, 10 young kids around the hotel because Kevin was there." Well, that's their choice. I mean, if they're over 18, what the heck? Two consenting adults, right? Okay. Now, Aaron Carter buys guns, then admits he's schizo. Troubled singer Aaron Carter bought 3 guns, including an assault rifle, days before admitting on TV he suffers from schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and manic depression. The former child singing sensation was spotted earlier this month loading 3 guns and ammo into his car after visiting a pawn shop in California's Antelope Valley. He has previously said owning guns is a necessity, and his late father, a former Marine, had taught him it was important to protect himself and his family by any means necessary. Aaron, 31, was stopped from buying guns in Florida in 2017 after he failed a background check. But the exact reasons why he failed were not clear. Oh, gosh. Now he got him again? Well, worryingly, a recently recorded TV clip emerged days after his weapons buying binge that showed Aaron lifting a bag of pill bottles and rattling off the long list of prescription drugs he downs regularly, including the anti-anxiety drug Xanax, antidepressant Trazodone, and the antipsychotic Seroquel. Oh, brother, I don't think he should even be giving kitchen knives, do you? Okay, Aaron, the younger brother of Backstreet Boys singer Nick Carter, confessed to his mental issues on camera during an episode of The Doctors. He appeared on the show with his alcoholic mother to ask for help, claiming she drinks a whole bottle of vodka after waking up at 5 a.m. and he wanted to save her life. Well, sounds like he needs to save his own life, doesn't it? Oh, boy. Poor guy. Ugh. Okay, here's a fun article. How to recharge your romance. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, here you go, folks. If it's getting a little dull, you know where. Here's a few little pointers for you. Okay, number one, make time for each other. Everybody's busy, but putting check marks on the calendar for each other to do the kind of things that brought you together in the first place will help you remember what you like about each other and help you enjoy each other's company again. That's a pretty good one. Number two, make an effort. Romantic gestures go a long way. They remind your partner of the days when you'd bend over backwards to do things that made them feel special and let them know you still care. That's a good one, too. Three, shape up. Put some effort into looking your best. Dress nicely and shed some of the pounds you've put on over the years. Show your partner that you care what he or she thinks and let them know that you want to look like the person to which they were once attracted. Okay, yeah, you're right. Let's keep on reading. Okay, number four. Kiss. Passion is best spread through word of mouth. Ha ha ha. No pun intended. Show each other that you care through public displays of affection, and soon you'll remember why you fell in love. Aww. Get kinky. Sometimes you have to master a curveball to get a game going in the bedroom. Experimenting between the sheets or just making an effort to be more romantic and less predictable can put the steam back between the sheets. And get your rest. Make sure you get your Z's in the bedroom to ensure you can bring back the triple X action. It's important to feel rested, even if that means changing your schedule to include intimacy and fun at other times of the day, says a certified sex therapist. All right, well, there you have it. Recharge your romance, folks. And you know what? On that note, we are out of time. So, gosh, the time goes fast when we're reading the tabloids. Remember, if you see those paparazzi, duck in the bushes. For the Tabloid Times, this has been your hostess, Motormouth Mel.